Greetings and welcome. This is episode 18 of the Afterlife Question and Answer. My name is Jack Bybee. I am the host of this podcast. As of the last time I checked on the Buzzsprout.com download statistics, we are at 467 downloads today, January the 15th, 2024. Thank you from the podcast pre-production desk to every one of you who is helping to make this podcast worthwhile. Thank you. In this episode 18, I discuss interacting with spirit guide Stephen, whom I met in death consciousness, that for myself, mystery surrounds the spirit guide. But is it possible? Could he be Stephen, now regarded as a saint? Could he be the Saint Stephen? I am near to saying, is it possible? And of course, I stop myself in mid-sentence, as I'm well aware that anything is possible. I further discuss my ignorance of saints. My research shows what happens when you start to ignore matters and have a middle name of Stephen. And this male spirit that I encountered, what I call spirit guide Stephen, tall, dark beard, good-looking man, dressed in what I can only presume is or was the typical loincloth of those days. And what makes me think of Stephen as a disciple of Jesus the Christ? I know not. However, when some things fail, I turn to Encyclopedia Britannica. Stay tuned. In this episode, I will explain. And finally, while in next week's episode, I will discuss what I discover as living proof of guardian angels. But first, a public service message. If you are going through a difficult time and are trying to seriously harm yourself, try to change your thinking and please get help. In this instance, prayer and meditation are most helpful in achieving an answer. Every prayer is answered. All we have to do is listen for the answer. Remember that suicide doesn't only hurt you and end your life here on earth. It hurts everyone who loves you, and they mourn for you, and you cause them hurt for years and years and years to come. Please, if you are thinking of hurting yourself, get help. As we get into preparing to defend our very own democracy in 2024, we can all remember that nothing comes our way that we cannot handle. Of that I am convinced, and that goes for any listener who is going through a difficult time as well. Nothing comes your way that you cannot handle. Now, this entire question of spirit guides, of guardian angels, of a spirit whom I regard as a dear friend, spirit guide Stephen. Even during my NDE, I came to the realization that anything is possible. I repeat, anything is possible. Well, pardon me taking a rather deep breath and exhaling slowly. How could I possibly miss this entire scenario? I refer to this lovely man whom I met in spirit, this congenial, welcoming, gently communicating man, saying that I should not be afraid, that love is all that matters. All this as in spirit, in guise of what, at the moment I met Stephen, I saw him wearing a Greek or Hellenistic like loincloth with a segment over his left shoulder. And on top of this, he said his name was Stephen. Well, my middle name is Stephen. So for the years since my NDE, I refer to him as Spirit Guide Stephen, my divine friend. Now, and here's that deep breath time again, can this lovely spirit actually be Saint Stephen? Certainly, he looked, dare I say, Hellenistic, and so I toddle off to do some research. And what do I turn up? According to Encyclopedia Britannica, since, and I quote, Saint Stephen died in the year 36 of the Common Era in Jerusalem. The feast day for Saint Stephen is December the 26th. Stephen also became the first Christian martyr whose apology before the Sanhedrin, as detailed in the Acts of the Apostles, points to a distinct strand of belief in early Christianity. His defense of his faith before the rabbinic court enraged his Jewish audience, and he was taken out of the city and stoned to death. The name Stephen is Greek, and chapter 6 of the Acts of the Apostles tells us that he was a Hellenist, a foreign-born Jew who spoke Greek. He lived in Jerusalem and had become a Christian. The Hellenist converts, who probably formed a minority in the early Christian community, complained that the care of the elderly widows was neglected by the Hebrew-speaking majority. That ends the quote from the Encyclopedia Britannica. Now, all of the above was sparked by a message posted on the Near Death Experience Facebook group asking if NDEers had found spirit guides or guardian angels, to which I certainly have a most definite answer, an answer that was demonstrated to me in 1982 in Knoxville, Tennessee, and on which I need to meditate before possibly disclosing in episode 19 next week. However, the short answer is yes, as positively as I can, every single one of us on this planet has a guardian angel and a spirit guide. To all this, I add my mantra that the being of light, God, imparted to me as I lost my discussion with the being of light and was in no uncertain manner returned to this, the realm of the relative. So what was imparted to me that is so important? Just this, ask. Ask and it shall be manifested unto you. Yup, it has worked for me in matters that are important to my soul. And so that's it for this podcast. To all my listeners, I am delighted that you keep downloading. Thank you. Please consider going to https://afterlifeqa.buzzsprout.com. You will find a link there where you can contribute $5 a month in support of this podcast, or you can contribute more if you want, but that would be wonderful. My GoFundMe account is there. Please, if you are finding this podcast useful, please consider donating. You may also contact me at aftqa23@gmail.com. www.spiritualmasterclass.com. So I will view as a wonderful reward for myself if you will consider telling others about this podcast, no matter who you are, no matter where you are. I will really appreciate it. Thank you. So, till next time, from the production team of Connie and Jack, plus a few interested friends here in Arizona, United States, I will wish you all the best in 24. Please let us all pray and work for peace. Remember, you and I are here to learn life lessons. Thank you. Please pray for peace. May you walk in peace, journey in delight. May the blessings of the Perfect One be with you and yours always. Namaste. Jack out.